If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I got to give a lot of props to Uber Eats drivers and like DoorDashers, because I get real weird doing small talk, and I can't even imagine going to somebody's house and leaving food there, because God forbid, what do you got to talk to them? You know, like, what in the world? And then what if it ends up like this? An Uber Eats driver was attacked by a Florida man over an alcohol delivery. Of course, Deltona guy. He's facing charges because he attacked a driver over his alcohol. It was in Volusia County. Police responded. They spoke with a woman who was the Uber Eats driver. She said she got an order to deliver multiple bottles of alcohol to 31-year-old Miles Webb. She arrived at his home. Her boyfriend, who accompanies her for safety, remained in the vehicle. The driver asked Webb for his ID. That's required. When Webb refused, she told him she'd have to return to the store, and then he grabbed her from behind, wrenching her left arm as she walked away, grabbed the bag containing the alcohol, dragged her towards the house, pulling a glass bottle out of the bag. She managed to free her arm. Everything fell to the ground. The boyfriend ran to defend her. The guy threatened to hit him with a bottle. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. Deputies tried to speak with Webb. He wouldn't open his door. So he's now charged with felonies, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and a count of simple battery. You always have to show your driver's license for an alcohol delivery. I mean, sometimes they make you do it for root beer. I kid you not. I had to speak with somebody over root, and I'm like, you really want to see my ID over root? You know there's no alcohol in it, right? And they're like, yeah, we know. Like, I get it. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. Our partners that help make the program possible, our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR 57 rotary barrel pistol, chambered in 5.7, one of the latest offerings from our friends over at Kel-Tec. And this is incredibly innovative because it's super light and super thin. It's like 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7 that's out there. Two different ways they achieve this: the innovative rotary barrel, making it the lightest 5.7 on the market, and it has a unique top loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for slimmer carry profiles and a 20+1 capacity. Built to perform, engineered for simplicity and reliability, quickest and easiest field strip available. And this is something you actually can carry because it's so light and thin. Also, everybody can afford it. MSRP is only $399. So get the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 Rotary Barrel Pistol, chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, top of this third hour. We have Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's going to be coming up later on in the program. I had to laugh at this article from Axios. The headline, behind the curtain, Dems dark deep hole. It's talking about their popularity rating. It's like the worst. They have the lowest favorability ever. Ever. In the history, I don't even know how it's lower now than it was after FDR did internment camps. I don't know how it's low. I mean, were they not measuring the party's approval back then? I can't imagine it being lower than when they were against women voting, or when they didn't want slavery to be criminalized. Like, I just didn't, you know. No, it's now. The party has its lowest favorability ever, says Axios. This is bolstered by a couple of new surveys out, including a CNN one. I know we hate them. Democrat Party's favorability drops to a record low. Okay, we got all that. Axios notes there are no popular national leaders to help improve it. They have insufficient numbers to stop most legislation in Congress. Now, to that point, Republicans have insufficient numbers really to get anything done. They say durable minority on the Supreme Court, dwindling influence over the media ecosystem, with right-leaning podcasters and social media accounts ascendant. Okay, I got to stop for a moment there. They literally got the I'm saying this word too much today. They got the government involved to actually suppress free speech. on social media platforms. Yours truly was one of those targeted. They absolutely did. They absolutely did. They said young voters are growing dramatically more conservative. I told you that was going to happen. Now, 2026, they say it doesn't look great for them for Senate. It looks better for them for the House. They said that there are only three House Republicans in districts. Former VP Harris won in 24. There's not going to be a Democrat surge, but they could definitely even it out in the House. They said that Democrats may suffer another blow in the 2030 census. If the current population patterns hold, they said the party could lose as many as a dozen seats in the House and electorally. Sorry, I got a smile on that one because that's, I like that. I mean, who doesn't like that? So they're having a bad time, you could say. They've done numerous comprehensive surveys from numerous Democrat pollsters. And they have what Axios says captured vividly and empirically the daunting data. And they add, for those skeptical of polls and sampling size, for instance, David Shore, who conducted one such survey, his is based on 26 million online responses collected over just last year alone. And they and it is filtered to adjust any redundancies or oddities of modern polling. He is estimating a 23-point swing against Democrats amongst immigrants, particularly Hispanic Americans. Democrat support amongst that community has dropped by over 50%. Told you, natural allies. The rise of conservatism amongst young people, particularly men. And they said that millennials were the most progressive. Gen Z, this makes my heart sing. Gen Z is about to become the most conservative. I have chills saying this. Do you know why Gen Z is? Because Gen X is saving the universe is why. Because Gen X is raising Gen Z. You can't have Gen X parents and be anything but. Come on. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. All of us deserve to have that chiseled on our tombstone as an epitaph, by the way. Save the universe, Gen X. Young people particularly. I think this is something worth exploring over the months to come. The conservatism of Gen Z. Because they're a very interesting generation. They are natural cynics. From my experience, just with my own, my kids are different because my kids, what I do and all that, although we've kept them out of it. That's why you don't see my kids with a lot of these Republican youth groups that tour around the country. Because my position has always been like, I really don't care what anybody has to say unless you own property and pay tax. That's the side don't care. I'm like, nah, you're not going to go somewhere just because you share a name. We're not doing that. You got to earn it. But I do think that this is very interesting. Rahm Emanuel, of all people, has been warning his party they need a quote, emergency meeting of mayors and governors to rethink the party's perception and priorities and see what is working in schools. All Family Pharmacy, speaking of Big Pharma and the government, I am never going to get over the fact that they tried to actually restrict medications and therapeutics like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to you while they were pushing, like, I don't know. Was it cleaner in a syringe? I don't know. But All Family Pharmacy, one of the reasons why I love them is because not only is everything that they make, all the precursors for everything is all USA made, from start to finish, made in the USA. All your medications are manufactured right here. But they got the ivermectin. They got the hydroxychloroquine. They got the antibiotics. They got over 200 medications. Tons of stuff also the system tried to keep from you. It's simple. It's fast. It's affordable. No insurance, no problem. They got straightforward pricing. They have online ordering. They can ship in just a couple of days. They can do overnight in a pinch. Your health is always within reach. So play by your own rules, not Big Pharma. And make sure that you visit All Family Pharmacy. It's super affordable. They've saved me in a pinch many a time. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana10. Make sure you're prepared. Protect yourself and your family today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use coupon code Dana10 if you want to save 10%.
All of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Anheuser-Busch announced that they're ending their sponsorship of St. Louis's Pride Fest. Isn't it like the biggest... whatever, one of the big ones. They're not doing their annual Alphabet Festival, Pride Fest. This is after 30 years of partnership. They said that, it, I guess it's 150,000 that they gave to it every year. I wonder if that's because all the Bud Light stuff. Or if it's just because people are, they're broke. I don't know. I'm just wondering. Yeah, I'm like curious. I find that kind of interesting. Let's see. The FDA approved lab-grown blood vessel. They've approved this despite some warnings. The agency okayed an artificial vessel to restore blood flow in patients, even though its own scientists are flagging the questionable study results. And they're saying that there's some potentially fatal ruptures. Yeah, I don't think this is something that I would do. I don't think so. A man allegedly robbed a store with a finger gun. Colorado Springs, the PD there said they arrested a dude because he allegedly used a finger gun to rob a store. They said when they got there, the suspect, Antonio Taylor, had a finger gun pointed at the clerk and began to take items. They know it's not going to fire, right? Like, what is that? They were able to take him into custody. They took his teenage daughter, too, and put her in protective care. But now he's in the pokey. He's got his mugshot all out there ready to rock. Very interesting stuff. And let's see. We're running. Oh, Segways. They're recalling all these scooters. I wonder if mine is one of the ones that are getting recalled. Things could be so easy right now. They're going to be made more difficult by our own side. I mean, this is all like stuff like this. Can we talk about Big Soda for a moment? Jeez, I can't even believe this is a thing. So there was a thing over the weekend. Influenceable, a company apparently accused of cutting big checks to influencers on behalf of Big Soda. Is there not a big anything? There was a big supermarket, Big Soda now. And some of them, apparently, of course, there are tons of people that are paid. I can tell you who's being paid and who's not. Like right now, if you said, Dana, the world depends on you naming everybody who's getting a check, I could definitely give you a list of names. Many of them are on cable news. Nobody discloses that they're paid for this stuff. I don't care if people get paid to advocate. Just be honest about it, right? So, like, for instance, there's one account that said, the government wants to block soda purchases for Americans on SNAP. Remember when New York tried this and it backfired? Trump probably had a Diet Coke button in the Oval Office. It's a ridiculous government overreach. Let people decide for themselves. Can I just point out the idiocy of saying something like this? You're talking about a big government program and big government involvement funded by the taxpayer. And then you're daring to call any limitation on it government overreach. You are the left right now. All of these so-called conservative accounts that I've seen make this argument, you are literally the left. You're the people bitching and moaning about cutting waste and abuse with Doge. Because you're mad over... How about this? Try some conservatism on for size and ask, WTF do we need SNAP for? More government. If you had things, again, by the state and people helping people and we had lower taxes and a lot better fiscal policy, guess what? You probably would need all this stuff. But I love the people who are like, this big government program, people should be able to spend taxpayer dollars on whatever they want. That's what I hear. And apparently they're getting paid, like they're saying, it's a new war on soda, targeting purchases made through SNAP. It's not the government's role to decide what people should or shouldn't eat. Why do we have, it's a government program. It is a big taxpayer-funded government program. Newsflash to you fake-ass conservatives out there. Where my tax dollars go, so do my 2 cents. If you're getting my tax dollars, I'm going to tell you what to do with them. Be conservative for once. Stop cosplaying as it. Be consistent. Jiminy. I mean, I've got so many different, there's a lot of big accounts. A couple of them are my friends. And they all say similar things. Like, they want to restrict soda purchases through SNAP. This is an unwanted attempt by the government to dictate what Americans can and can't buy on a giant government program. How many brain cells do some of you people have? Dear heavens. Where's the consistency? It's a big government program. You're saying that it's government overreach to restrict how a big government program operates? And you want to call yourself a Republican or a conservative? Get out. Get out. It's the same thing as the people who are mad over Doge recommended cuts. But to that point, Kane, why aren't we getting bought off? Right. Big cab, I am for sale. Big gin, here I am. I wake up every morning and start my day with some big gin. I don't know. I mean, I'll sell it, whatever. Come on. I'll tell you I am. I mean, not like, you know, in your face, but there'll be signs.
Yeah, where's Big Probiotic when I need it?
Yeah, Kane was one. Well, I think Kane's between us.
Yeah.
No, not you. Shh. Go look over there. Meet the radio people. Between us, Kane's already being paid by Big Probiotics.
That is a lie.
And Big hate old people.
You are lying right now.
I mean, I'm like all for being, I'll be paid by Big Cab.
Big Cab.
Big Cabernet. Mm-mm, right?
Man.
Ooh, man, I'm telling you. I'm just thinking of, yeah, there's some good.
Big Kombucha. I'm sure there's.
Big Kombucha.
Big Kombucha.
What about Big Sour Patch Kids?
Ooh,
dude,
that's oddly specific.
Big Snacks.
Yeah, there it is. Big Snacks.
I will totally be paid by Big Snacks. I'm just saying.
Who runs Big Snacks?
I don't know. Maybe the same people who run Big Soda? I just think, I don't know. Like, apparently, so there was a text that went out. Nick Sortor, I don't know who he is totally, but I follow him. He has some good stuff. He said influencers were texted by people telling them to help push back against government overreach, and they'd be paid between several hundred and $1,000 for each post. And that's why everything kind of sounds similar. Apparently, there was like a big thing. So it's like, they said lobbying firms. I didn't even know. What is this? Hang on. Cart Choice. That's a lobbying firm. Oh. Ameribev, the big beverage. Okay, so that's the non-alcoholic refreshment. But I don't care about Ameribev because they're a non-alcoholic beverage. I don't care about you. Go away. I want Big Gin, Big Cab, Big Moonshine, Kane.
Whoa.
Dude.
There it is.
Big Moonshine. I am for sale. I'll just let you know. Like, are people not... you do have to be aware of this stuff. And it's I think it's pretty obvious when I see people who I can, you know, even you can kind of tell. People are smart. Would you? You would get paid $1,000 to post about a Big Probiotic, wouldn't you?
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
Just to put out there my own personal experience, mm-hmm. So be easy. Be an easy $1,000.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.